Welcome back here on Mix 93. It's a 4-1 final here tonight at Michigan Tech over Northern Michigan University at the Berry Event Center. Time now to talk with head coach Joe Schott. Congratulations, coach. It was a little bit of a rocky start for us here tonight, but I thought we showed a lot of poise and came back with a big win.
Yeah, it's thank goodness we played 60 minutes. That's good. I thought we got stronger as the game went, and that's what we want to do. And you would hope that that would be happening, that we'd be finding ourselves in every game, that hopefully we get just a little bit better.
Great call to put Blake back in net. Now you go on this enormous road trip, and both goaltenders now have recent times in goal, which I think makes a big difference going forward. And, you know, I think a lot of coaches might have just went right back with Sinclair with how good he was the other night, but I think it's going to pay off. And you talked about it, but I have to agree with you. Good idea on that one.
Well, it's hard not to play him, right? He's earned it, as has Mark. Our goaltending's been tremendous. They get along well, and again, Jamie's done a fantastic job in gaining their trust and working with them. So, couldn't be prouder of the job that he did. Couldn't be prouder of the job that Mark did the other night. Both goaltenders looked on top of it, and hopefully they just continue to grow.
So what didn't you like about the first period, Coach, that kind of gave Northern a lot of opportunities?
I was actually okay with the first. I think we came out – we had certain individuals that came out a little bit soft, I thought. Northern Michigan came out with a little bit of jam, and we weren't able to match that jam. And we talked about it a little bit on the bench, maybe 6-7 minutes into the game, that, you know, you can only take so much, and you're going to look for ways to have success. We've had some recent success against them, and they, you know, there's a lot of pride in their locker room. There's a lot of pride in their staff, in the university, and they came out and competed hard. So I thought we did a good job. We kept it to the outside, allowed one power play goal against. For the most part, we got the saves we needed, and then I thought that we grew. We started competing harder. Got a tremendous game out of Buckley tonight. I thought Leiper was really good tonight. Tyler Rockwell was those guys were, I thought, above and beyond on the blue line for us tonight. And then we had some guys. Banta was extremely good. Arvid was extremely good. Brian Hallinan played big and strong. I'm just singling out a few, and I shouldn't, because as a whole, there was growth, I thought, on most individuals. Some a little bit softer, never really got it going, but for the most part, the team, I thought, overall competed well.
Always nice to see first career goals. Arvid Katteroth getting that first one tonight, and Tyrell Buckley, even though it was the empty net, nice job by him. He played so well the whole game, as you mentioned, and nice to see him get rewarded with that first one tonight.
Well, when you look at the career stats 20 years down the road, no one's gonna look and see how that goal was scored. So, I'm glad he made no mistake on it. He buried it, put it right in the middle of the net, and ended the game. And that's always such a great feeling when you get that empty net goal, because the other team's pushing, and then it just takes the wind out of the sails. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Just takes the wind out. So, very, happy for him. Bucks has been through an awful lot here. He stuck it out. He's grown. And, a great example of the type of individual that we want to represent Michigan Tech and the Keweenaw Peninsula.
Okay, Coach, well, we head back home and then head out to Bowling Green, and you guys will be on a long, long road trip here for a while, but it should be some good bonding, and it should be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to it. Congratulations on the two wins this weekend, and we'll see you down in Ohio.
Thanks, Dirk, and thanks, everybody, for listening. We appreciate the support. As always, can't wait till we get you back in the rink and can see you live.
Absolutely. All right, head coach Joe Schott right there after a 4-1 victory tonight over the Northern Michigan Wildcats. Back with more of our postgame show right after these on Mix 93.